the topic that we discussed last week was the interaction between days and weeks in Sfiras Omer. What I wanted to, we've been mentioning the whole time, that we're going to get to this concept of Tmimos. The psukim in Vayikra say, "Usfartim lachem machras haShabbos miyom aviyachem es Omer hatnufa sheva Shabbosos tmimos tihiena." This is a remarkable word that the Shabbosos which we count have to be tmimos, complete. So, what is the halachic definition of tmimos? That's our major question today. But I just wanted just to review the one further pasuk in Devarim, the pasuk that we've mentioned many times. Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach Me'achel Chermesh Bakamat Achel Lispor Shiva Shavuos. Okay, so the did I not give you a source sheet? Oh, did I give you the wrong source sheet? I'm sorry about that. Oh, these are just notes. Sorry about that. Okay. Everybody have a
this one?
Yeah. You got it. Okay, perfect. Okay. So the Gemar Menachos says as follows. Okay, based on the psukim, miyom haviyachem tisperu. So the psukim, if you look at it, link the act of havaas haomer miyom haviyachem es omer hatnufa sheva shabbosos tmimos tihiyana, that counting and havaas haomer are linked. So the Gemara says yachol yiktzor viyavi ve'emasai sheyirtze yispor. Would it be possible to do ketiras haomer and then havaas haomer, but to start Sfiras Omer anytime you want? In other words, the Gemara is really asking, is there a relationship between the Sfira and the actual Korban HaOmer? Right? In the Psukim, they seem related. So, Talmud Lomar, Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, Tachel Lispor. From the moment that you cut down the Omer, the Ketiras HaOmer, that's the trigger for Sfira. So, you see that Ketira and Sfira are related. So, I Mehachel Chermesh Tachel Lispor, if you'll tell me that Ketira and Sfira are related, Yachol yiktzor v'yispor, in other words, that ketzira and sfira come at the same time. Ve'emasai sheyirtze. Oh, morning. Okay, enjoy. Ve'emasai sheyirtze yavi. Okay, is it possible that you could do ketzira and sfira right together? We know that those have to come together based on the psukim, but that whenever you want, we're just in the first makor of the Gemara Menachos, but that Havaas HaOmer can come whenever you like. Talmud Omar miyom haviyachem. No. Ketzira and Sfira are also linked in the psukim to Havaa. So you have three disparate elements: Ketziras HaOmer, Havaas HaOmer, and Sfiras HaOmer, and they're all integrated in the psukim. So we say imiyom haviyachem, if everything is from the day that you bring the Korban HaOmer, yachol yiktzor v'yispor v'yavi bayom, that all three should be during the day. And here's our critical line: Talmud Lomar sheva shabbosos tmimos tiena. E masayata motzei sheva shabbosos tmimos. How do you achieve tmimos? Bisman shata matchil limnos mi ba'erev. Every word here is crucial. When you start the count in the evening. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? Is that tmimos requires what?
24 hours.
Yeah. Very good. I like the way that you put that. In other words, that tmimos means at least a complete day, right? So that means that from a halachic standpoint, you have to start during the night. And starting during the day would miss this concept of tmimos. But if you just, we have to be very fine in our diukim here. The Gemara is indicating that tmimos, is it relative to the entire Omer, or is it localized to a particular point in the Omer? What does it say? Bisman shata matchil limnos mi ba'erev. That tmimos is achieved merely by starting in the proper time. So we get to the various ge'onim and rishonim, what we'll see is that this is actually a point of contention. But be that as it may, the Gemara continues, yachol yiktzor v'yavi v'yispar balayla. Now once we said that tmimos means you have to at least do the sfira at night, and once you know that the sfira is linked to the ktzira and linked to the Hava'a, then maybe all three have to be at night. Tamalomar miyom haviyachem. The Hava'a has to be during the day. Haketzad, how do you accomplish all of these conflicting indications in the psukim? Ktziro sfira balayla hava'a bayom. That the ktzira and the sfira are at night, and the Hava'a is, of course, during the day. So let's just make a number of points. First of all, Tmimos told us, mizman shat ha-matchal limnos mi ba'erev. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that this Gemara reaffirms for us something that we've been hammering in on very, very authoritatively, which is the idea that Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Korban. The whole derivation of the Gemara presumes an intricate relationship and an intimate relationship between Ketzira, Hava'a, and Sfira. And what the Gemara ends up doing is to say, okay, Katsira and Sfira are inextricably linked. Those have to be exactly at the same time. And we know that they have to be at night because the Sfira is described as Tmimo. So if the Sfira is at night and the Sfira is linked to the Katsira based on the pasuk of Shiva Shavuos Tisporlach Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, that the Sfira is linked to cutting down of the Omer, so that means the Katsira also has to be at night. And the Hava'a is for the day because Miyom Haviacha. So again, this is something that we spoke about very much when we spoke about the Daraisa Darabanan issue, the Chiddush of the Rambam, that it could still be a Din Daraisa even absent the Ktira and Hava'as HaOmer. Okay. Sure, Josh, jump in.
So how is it practical to do the Ktira at night?
Okay.
That's question one. Your question, and I guess point two is more, I guess could you also just learn from Miyom HaViyachem that kind of would imply that that's different from the other two?
That ultimately is. Do you mind if I just do the second question first? So the Gemara, that's ultimately what the Gemara concludes, is that Miyom Haviyachem is an overriding pasuk, because before the Gemara started with Miyom Haviyachem es Omer Hatznufa Sheva Shabbaser es Tmimos Tiyana, that Hava'a and Sfira are going to have to be starting from the same time. Then the Gemara undid that assumption by saying no. Miyom Haviyachem means that the Hava'a has to be during the day. It's triggered by the Ktsira and Sfira, but it doesn't have to be temporally at the same time. Now, with respect to your first question, this is what they did. Remember we read that very exciting Rambam where they, basically after Yantif, they ended Yantif. And remember, there's no Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios in Yerushalayim. So they would all go down to the field. They had, before Yantif, identified which stalk they were going to cut down. And all of the surrounding communities, this is what I call like a B'nai Akiva night pula, everybody would go down there, and then they would do this whole ceremony of cutting the Omer. And remember, it was an...
Just one Omer that was cut.
Well, three. They had three kupos, and they had three stalks that they had identified, and they had three different cutters, and each time, right, because they...
I don't remember that.
Okay, and remember that they had this whole anti-Tzedukim, maybe you weren't here for that year, they had this whole anti-Tzedukim rhetoric where they said, is it Mimacharas HaShabbos, is it...
No, that I remember.
Okay, yeah. And they would ask three times about everything. Everything was done triple. So in any event, that they basically had this whole event getting together at night. It was a major.
I remember.
It was a major calendrical event. Okay. So just to review what we see. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Okay. So I guess they're not doing a full katsira. They're just doing a. I'm saying it's a katsira like
it's
technically,
symbolic.
But it's symbolic. It's not like.
Oh yeah, it's just katsiras haomer.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
So,
okay. Yeah. And you should read.
That's what I thought at first. Like everybody. Doesn't.
Right.
How can everybody do
right.
it at night?
But if you're kind of, I think you'll really be interested. If you want to take a look at exactly how it looked, what I was just summarizing outside, is take a look at the Gemara Menachos. Actually, it's a Mishnah on Samach Labam Nalach, and just read through the Rambam quickly in Tmid and Musaf in Perek Zion, and he'll describe exactly what it looked like. It was very exciting. Mm-hmm. It was real night on the Jewish calendar. Okay. So what we've established so far is this idea that Tmimos, at the very least, is defined by the Gemara. And again, this appears in the Torah's Kohanim, this appears in various Midrash Chazal as well. So this is a very, very well-established Mamar Chazal. Bisman shata matchil limnos mi ba'erev, that the purposes of Tmimos are served by starting the count at night, that first night. Okay, but we're going to see is five or six other definitions of Tmimos that come up after we appreciate some of the basic facts of the sukkah. So what you really have to do is put two mishnayos, which are in conflict with one another, side to side, to do the sukkah of Tmimah. So let's begin with the Mishnah and Megillah. The Mishnah and Megillah is dealing with day versus night in Jewish law. So the Mishnah says as follows, Kol yom kasher l'kriyasa Megillah l'kriyasa halal, that's why it's in Megillah. The whole day is kasher for the Megillah, and halal t'kiyah shofen l'tilas lulav, ulatvilas ha-musafin, ul-musafin, etc., etc. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is Kol hayom, is that even though, and Rashi notes this, even though in general we have zrizin makdim in the mitzvos, that all mitzvos should be done at the earliest possible time, the entire day is kasher for these activities. And, conversely, kol halayla kasher l'ktziras ha'omer l'hekter chalavim ve'evarim. Zaklal, davar shemitzvaso bayom kasher kol hayom, davar shemitzvaso balayla kasher kol halayla. So here this Mishnah is telling us is that things which are nighttime activities are kasher the entire night, things which are daytime activities are kasher the entire day, but the implication is and we'll see it explicitly in just a moment, but the implication, the clear implication of the Mishnah is, and never the twain shall meet, is that there's a basic distinction in Jewish law between day and night. Those which are daytime activities can be done the entire day, unless otherwise specified. Those which are nighttime activities can be done the entire night, unless otherwise specified. But what cannot happen is that day and night will be reversed, okay? So, according to the Mishnah and Megillah, Ktiras HaOmer Bayom is a...
No.
Bingo, Dr. Gribitz, outstanding. Take a look at the Mishnah and Menachos, though. Mitzvaso liktzar balayla. It's proper to do the ktiras haomer balayla. However, niktzar bayom kasher. So that's pretty surprising. Okay, so the Gemara Menachos picks up there. He says niktzar bayom kasher v'hatnan. But then the Mishnah and Megillah say kol alayla kasher the ktiras haomer lehektar chalav meivarim zeaklal. Davar shemitzvaso kol ayom kasher kol ayom. Davar shemitzvaso balayla kasher kol alayla. Katani layla dum yidyoma diyom balayla lo. After layla biyom nami lo. Okay, so they're not interchangeable. Day is for day and night is for night. But the Mishnah and Megillah, Stam Mishnah's authoritative halachic source, would indicate that Ketziras HaOmer can only be Balayla and not Nitzar Bayom Kasher as the Mishnah in Menachos would have it. So Amar Rabba Lo Kasher HaRebi HaRelazer Berbi Shimon. So what's the resolution? Is that the Mishnayos are in fact not reconcilable, but they are representative of two different Shitos in the Tanayim. Rebbe Shita is represented in the Gemara, in the Mishnah rather, in the Megillah. Rebbe Lazar Berbi Shimon Shita is represented in the Mishnah in Menachos. So best regards to Mary, please. So the... So generally speaking, what's the methodology in Psak? If you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and any other Tana,
Rabbi Hanasi usually
right, halachic Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi mechavero, halachic Rabbi mechavero, and there's a debate, sometimes even mechavero, if you have the Chachamim arguing against Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So what would you expect the Psak to be, then?
It's just a...
Oh, you know what? But I said it backwards. I apologize. Is that the Mishnah Megillah is actually Reb Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah Menachos? That's my fault because I set you up for that. The Mishnah Menachos is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Is that so? You'd expect the Psak to be in accordance with the Mishnah in Menachos. Mitzvaso liktzar balayla niktzar bayom kasher. Okay, that one's on Nimar. So the let's take a look at the Bahag. The Bahag, we're not entirely sure who wrote it. The Bahag.
Mishnah Menachos says that you can do
b'di'eved during the day, it's kasher, as opposed to the Mishnah Megillah.
Right, that's Mishnah Megillah.
The Mishnah Megillah said only at night, and that's the sheet of Reb Lezer, Rabbi Shimon.
Okay.
So we should expect, in other words, just in terms of anticipatory learning, we should expect that the halacha should accord with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We should expect, therefore, the halacha to be that Ktiras HaOmer is
preferable at night but acceptable by day.
Correct. So the Bahag says, "Veheicha de inchi velo barech al sviras haomer meurta mevarech lamachar." The sheet of the Bahag is indeed not when it comes to ktiras haomer. Here he's talking practically because the Bahag wasn't dealing with the ktiras haomer because there wasn't a Beis Hamikdash in time of Bahag, whenever he lived and whoever he was. But what is his assumption is that if you miss counting the sviras haomer at night, at least that night, right, the next day you can come along and count with a bracha. What should this be based on? What's the implicit model?
The B'di'evet conclusion reached in Menacha through Rebbe's Shita.
Excellent. And the Rambam puts it explicitly. So if you take a look at the Rambam Tzmidim Musafin, he says, Kol alayla kasher l'ktiras ha'omer v'im katsru b'yom kasher, right, B'di'evet. One can do Ktiras HaOmer during the day, like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, like the Mishnah Menachos, against the Mishnah and Megillah, which is the Shita of Reb Lezer Rabbi Shimon. And likewise, the Rambam says, when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, and again, the whole basis for this conversation is a universally accepted premise in the Rishonim, that Sefiras HaOmer, as the Gemara that we read together suggested, Sefiras HaOmer should be linked to the Ktiras HaOmer, they should go hand in hand. So the Rambam says, Shachach v'lo mana balayla, Mona Bayom. Okay, that if you miss the count during the night, you have the right to count during the day. Now, that's not our psak. We will say that you can count during the day, but without a bracha.
Right.
Exactly, because we're going to see why that should be. But in any event, what do you see here? You see what you would expect to see. You see the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi coming out, the halacha. when it comes to Tziras HaOmer. That's what the Rambam said. And then you see the Chiddush on top of that, that what's true, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said is true in the realm of Tziras HaOmer, that that should be applied to Sfiras HaOmer as well. Remember, the Mishnah Joseph is talking about Tzira. But the more that we understand that there's that link between Ksira and Svira, and we're going to see if some Rishonim undo that. I'll show you a Rishon, a prominent Rishon, who does try to undo that connection between Ksira and Svira, the Psak of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. But in any event, what we see here is what we would expect to see. Okay. So, let's take a look now at the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Any questions? Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam...
So if... Yeah. Presumably, on some level, presumably, you keep saying the Sefira every day and not at night, you're not Yotze Tzmimos. I mean, there's what is it?
Good, okay, so Tzmimos, very good. So you have to figure out what is Tzmimos for these, what is Tzmimos for the Rambam? Let's put it that way. We're going to see how the Bahag divines Tzmimos.
Right,
totally differently. But Jacob is asking the question. Because Jacob is saying, look, didn't Tzmimos determine Bizman Shatam Maschil Ba'erev? So then, once you establish that B'di'evid, you could count during the day, and even with the Bracha, so whatever happened to Tzmimos? Okay. So the answer is going to be a little different, I think, for the Bahag and for the Rambam, but that's a very good question. Okay, so two places in Shas, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. There's also the Sefer HaYashar, which is Shuvos of Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam says the following. We take a look, the first on the Mishnah and Megillah, and then on the Gemara Menachos. So let's take a look at Rabbeinu Tam. Six Makar. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Im Shachach. You have it?
Six.
Yeah. Im Shachach Levarich Balaila, Lo Yevarich Bayom. Sfiras HaOmer, you blow it at night. You shouldn't make the bracha during the day. Kedemashma behai stamed masnisin, as the Mishnah and Megillah would indicate. Because what did the Mishnah and Megillah say? Kol halayla kasher le. Right. Well, kol yom kasher le kriyas Megillah, but kol halayla kasher le ktiras haomer. And so what's Rabbeinu Tam, right? And so we said, the Gemara said, well, that psak would be that only at night and not during the day. And the Gemara said, that's a shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son, Rabbi Elazar, against the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Rabbeinu Tam is just making the leap from what to what? From the Kitziras HaOmer to the... Exactly. And he says, "Dinehi deika stama b'menachos detani nixer bayom kasher." Rabbeinu Tam was no one's fool. Rabbeinu Tam knew very well that there was also a Mishnah in Menachos, which represented the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Ika stama b'menachos detani nixer bayom kasher b'di'eved mikol makom stama dehacha adifa. What is he saying? Which Mishnah is he going to go with? The Mishnah in Megillah. Okay, and he has his own reasons for that. Okay, which we're not going to get into. He thinks that somehow the Mishnah in Megillah is more authoritative. But what's really interesting is his next point. Because he says...
Isn't it relevant, though? I mean, is he taking that position because we don't have a definitive statement in the Mishnah as to what the law is, and so he's able halachically not to necessarily override the Mishnah, but just to say, in this case, we don't hold by Rabbi.
So I would put it a little differently, is that we have two definitive statements in the Mishnah, which are contradicting each other. The actual line, and now I regret not putting in, just so you can see it, Mark, is, it says, Mishum detani etzel halacha psuka, that since the style of the Mishnah in Megillah is more direct halachic, that somehow creates a certain authority. That's very interesting. Because it's overriding the general rule of halachic Rabbi Mechaverav, but that's his feeling. But then he does something very conceptual. That was more technical, legal. This is conceptual. So now he's going to make the point as follows. Let's see if we can appreciate what he's doing. Ve'od nira de'afilu l'man de'machshir k'tiras homer b'yom di'eved, even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Shita, as recorded in the Mishnah Menachos, which will accept k'tiras ha'omer b'yom b'di'eved, moda hu gabe sfira de'en levarech b'yom, mishum de'shina l'avakasav l'akev d'chsiv t'mimos, v'yat ha'motze t'mimos elak shat ha'mona b'layla. So what did he drive a wedge between? The k'tira and the Sphira. Said up until now we've been operating with the assumption that Ksira and Sphira will go hand in hand, but maybe we can have our cake and eat it too. Maybe we can say, yes, the Psak is like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi as far as Ksira goes, that Ksira could be Bidyevid Bayom, but Sphira, at least with the Bracha, could never be Bidyevid Bayom because of one word. And what's that word? But what did he do with Tmimos? V'iyata motze Tmimos ala kisha'ata mona balayla.
Have the
tmimot
unless you would have done the count at the
night. Right, so because what did the Gemara in Menachos? The Gemara in Menachos said something very different. It said, tmimos ela bizman sha'ata maschil ba'erev, when you start the count off at night. But it didn't say every 24-hour period you have to do the count at night. The way that the Rabbeinu Tam understood that was different. The way that Rabbeinu Tam understood was bizman sha'ata maschil ba'erev means every night. Every night, Tmimos means that you have to do the count at night. That day is not an option. So here you have Rabbeinu Tam driving a wedge between the Ksira and the Sphira. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is to define Tmimos as relevant not just to the first night of the count, but relevant to every single night of the count, and to say what the Gemara meant when it said Bizman Shata Maschil Ba'erev means Bizman Shata Mona Balayla every single night. This is a big Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Big Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if we paskind all the way like Rabbeinu Tam, we'd still have to ask the question, are you even allowed to count during the day? Or is it just that you're not allowed to say the bracha during the day? Right? So there are different yourselves. Here, Rabbeinu Tam takes away the possibility of reciting the bracha during the day. Maybe he'd allow you to do the count. Okay, let's take a look now at the Gemara, at the Tosfos and Menachos. The same Rabbeinu Tam. But just adding a few nekudos here, which are important. So this Tosfos is on the line of the Gemara of Amemar, when Amemar said, oh, I'm only going to count the days, but I'm not going to count the weeks, because Zecher L'Mikdashu. And we had a variety of different interpretations. What does Amemar mean? Okay. So he says, Nira, debesavik chashecha. It's not yet tesa kochavim. It's still during the period that we call shkias. The period we call benash mashos. In other words, between shkia and seis. Nira debesavik chashecha yachol avarich. Ve'ein tzarech lahamtin ad shehivadai laila. Kevan shu sveka derabanan. Once we establish that tzviras omer bizman is just a din derabanan, absent the ketzir and havas haomer. So that should give you a little flexibility. You don't have to wait until tesa kochavim. You could count with the bracha. Ve'od, and this is the interesting part. Ve'od omer. De afilu biyom samach lechashecha adif mishum tmimos. And he said, you might even take it one step further. He's going to ultimately reject this, but that since tmimos means you should get every minute and every second of each day of the omer, maybe it's even better not to wait till tesa kochavim, so you have the day counted by the time the night actually falls. But v'ein nira.
This is a dumb question.
No.
Why can't you argue that? I mean, tmimos is tmimos, so 100% is 100%, which means it's not 98%, but it's also 102%.
Yeah, so that might be one of he means by saying ve'ein nira, is that it's taking things too far. Now, when the Ran elaborates on what ve'ein nira means, he says something a little different. In other words, if everybody's in agree when it's a din d'oraisa that you have to wait till tesa kochavim, why should your pursuit of tzmimos be more vigilant when it's only a din d'rabanan? Bisman hazeh. But you're right. I mean, it's a little funny. Okay. And lo nisnatar l'malachay asharis, we can't get exactly 100%. We should just count as soon as we can. Okay. So v'heicha d'shachach lispar ba'layla pasak behag shesofir bayom. The behag as we saw. Right, the behag, we saw that. Remember the behag said, if you don't count at night, you can count during the day and even with the bracha. V'chein ayinira mitoch stam asnisin desof pirkin. That's in fact exactly the conclusion that you should draw from the Mishnah Menachos, which says the Ketzira is b'dievet kasher bayom, so that would have implications for the Sphira as well. Ditzan mitzvah so balayla liktor avim niktor bayom kasher av al nira l'reinu tam ikar idach stam edem asin din perak sheni din megillah umayisi la besov pirkin kol alayla kasher the Ketzira ha'omer v'daikinan mina diktani layla dem yediyom mad yom balayla lo after Lila, Biyom Lo. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to be cholek on the Bahag. Rabbeinu Tam is going to come up with the idea that we already saw in the Tosfos and Megillah, that Tmimos requires one to count with the Bracha strictly at night. So let's see just to review the three definitions of tmimos that we've seen so far. We saw the definition of the Gemara in Menachos of tmimos as bisman shata mascha limnos ba'erev, when you start the count at night. The second definition of tmimos that we saw is the definition of Rabbeinu Tam, that tmimos means that the only time you can count with a bracha is at night, not bisman shata maschil ba'erev, but bisman shata moneh ba'erev, that he's going to paskin in accordance with the Mishnah in Megillah. Okay, and then we saw the definition of tmimos that the Balei HaTosos raised here is that maybe tmimos means that you should try to get 100% of each unit, which means that even you might even want to count before Tesa Kochavim, and then the Balei HaTosos rejected that. So we've seen three possible interpretations of the din of tmimos. Okay, but here's where things really get interesting. Okay. So Jacob raised the question before us. Clearly the Bahag doesn't understand tmimos to me on the level that Rabbeinu Tam does, namely that you should only count Sfiras Omer with the bracha at night, because he told us that you could count with the bracha even during the day. So what does he do with the word tmimos? Something fascinating. Od pasak behilchos gedolos, the eighth source, she'im hifsik yom echad. Velo safar, let's say you miss a 24-hour period. Shuv eno sofer, mishum debaya tmimos. How does he define tmimos?
The whole day.
No, all 50, having a complete counting of 50 days.
One unit.
Right, yeah. But you don't lose it. Right, but I'm saying that you don't lose it unless you lose the whole day.
Right, because he says, remember, he's the one who says that we paskin in the Mishnah. The two shittas of the Bahag go hand in hand. When the Bahag told us, we paskin like the Mishnah Menachos, not like the Mishnah Megillah, so we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So just like you have the whole day period for the Ketzira, you have the whole day period for the Sfira as well. Okay, so tmimos doesn't mean night versus day for him. What it means is that you have to have continuity.
Right.
The entire period of Sfiras Omer, you can't miss a day. You already see why, you know, for us, if a person misses a day, so we're choshesh for the sheet of the Bahag, we say you can keep on counting, but without a bracha, because of this Bahag. So anyway, the way that he defines tmimos, yeah.
That means that you miss the whole day.
24. If you miss a 24-hour period, you can't continue to count after that with the bracha.
But if you just miss the night bracha,
right? Then of course, because the Bahag says you can always count b'di'evit during the day, even with a bracha.
And then you
two shittas of the Bahag go hand in hand. Yeah.
So then we can continue. Yeah, but we don't believe that in the daytime you should say the bracha.
That's true, because we're choshesh for the view of Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam said you shouldn't count during the day. So we always try to do both.
Okay,
yeah.
So, but now we missed a night, we said it in the day without the bracha.
Yeah.
The next night?
Count with the bracha, according to all views.
Okay.
Because
everyone agrees.
Everyone will agree to that. Rabbeinu Tam, as we'll see, or the Balei Tosos, the Ri will agree to that because he holds every night as its own mitzvah anyway.
Yeah.
The Bahag will agree to that because the Bahag was open to the idea that you have a 24-hour period. It's only if you miss a full 24-hour period that you can't count with the bracha. So it works out according to everybody. So this is the fourth definition of tmimos that we're seeing, is that tmimos doesn't relate to each 24-hour period. That tmimos is a comment on the entire Omer. Now let's think about that. Actually, in terms of the Pesukim, the Bahag has a point.
Good point.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Because what did the Pesukim say? Is that the term tmimos only comes up defining the entire unit. Never comes up on the level of the day.
Isn't that why there's even a shita, I remember a Rav saying once, that if you miss a full day, you can pick up the count again with a bracha following the completion of a week?
So there, it's very interesting. So there are certain shitas. The Rav Yah quotes a very similar shita.
Say that again, if you miss the entire week, or?
No, you miss the
based
day
on the Rav Haigon,
that he picks up
that
a week.
So the next week.
In other words,
right. We don't pask in that way, but there is such a shita.
I've heard that.
Right.
You missed the 15th day.
Exactly. Right. There is such a shita.
That's 2 weeks in one day. But you got the 21st day, which is 3 complete weeks.
Bingo.
That's what he
That's
said.
The week. Yeah. The week, that's what we like to call
and
the week saves the day.
I want to use the words.
Sheva Shabbasos Tmimos. 100%. 100%. So here you have the shita of the Bahag.
You don't agree to that.
No, we don't paskin that way, but conceptually it's very appealing.
Yes.
So now, okay, so we've seen four definitions of tmimos. We have the Gemara's definition of tmimos is bisman shata matchil limnos ba'erev, that you have to start the count at night. You have Rabbeinu Tam's definition of tmimos is bisman shata moneh balayla, that you have to count every night during the night to the exclusion of the day. We saw the Balei HaTosos suggestion that tmimos should mean that you want to get 100% on the clock, so you should count even before Tzeisa Kochavim. Okay, that they rejected, but it's an interesting suggestion. Now we're seeing a fourth definition of tumimos, the Bahag definition of tumimos, that if you miss a 24-hour period, that will sink the count the rest of the time. But now we come to what is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most interesting shita. And in some ways, I think, the best shita in terms of the psukim and the actual Gemara. And there are two versions of the shita. It's Rav Yehudai Gaon and Rav Saadia Gaon. They're slightly different the way that they're interpreted by the Rishonim, but in the critical area, they're quite similar. Kasav Mar Yehudai, it's quoted in Iran. Mar Yehudai, Rav Yehudai Gaon, who lived in the 8th century, Rav Yehudai Gaon was the Rosh Hashiva in Sura. He had learned in Pumbedisa, but he was brought to Sura. I think he was the Rosh Hashiva there, 757 to 761. And he was very instrumental in establishing the primacy of Talmud Bavli. Remember, we're going very, very early here, 8th century. Very central in establishing the primacy of Talmud Bavli. And not only that, he wrote a sefer called Halachos Psukos, which is a very influential sefer in terms of the Bahag. So anyway, V'chasav Mar Yudai, Taman Delo Mani Omer Belele Kama Lo Mani Bishar Lelos. Perush to mishum de ba'inan tmimos, aval bishar lelusa hecha de lo mani meyurta mani meyamama. So he'll agree to the Bahag that you always have that Mishnah Menachos in your back pocket. The Mishnah Menachos said that the katsira b'di'evit is kasher bayom. So with respect to any day of the Omer, if you forget to count at night, you can always count during the day. But that's not true of which night. If you miss the first night, you're sunk. You're sunk. If you miss the first night, you're sunk.
Wait, did you miss the first night with a bracha?
You didn't count the first night.
What about the...
There's not anything about a bracha here. Just
yeah, no, because you're assuming you're counting with a bracha.
Okay, the first night.
But you missed... You blew the first night. You're lost. The Sfiras Omer is over for you. It says, Man de lo mani omer belele kama lo mani bishar lelos.
Even if you did it the next day?
You only get the night. The first night, you only get the night. Now, what's the logic? Give me two reasons to say this.
Because if you really want to tie it to Katsira, Katsira is only mentioned the first night. Yeah. Katsira isn't mentioned every night, so the first night is when you have to really be medactic about it.
Okay, good. And what did the Gemara, in fact, say? What was this? Rabbeinu Tam transformed the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, Tzmimos means Antamona Belaila, but that's not what the Gemara said. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, going back to the first story, A Masai, this is the first Makor, A Masai Atamotse Sheva Shabbasos Tzmimos, how do you achieve 7 complete weeks? Bisman Sha'ata Matchil Limnos Mi Ba'erev, when you start the count the first night. If you fail to start the count the first night, then you fail to do the mitzvah of tmimos.
Do we?
No, but this is that's why it's the most interesting shita. It's the most interesting shita because he says no. Tmimos, what tmimos means is that you have to start that first night. If you didn't start that first night, so then you don't have any opportunity from that point on. Now, if you forget any other night, of course you have the day which comes after that. But there's a distinction between the first night and all the other nights. Now, if you take a look at the Torah quotes it's not the name of Mar Yudai, the name of Rav Saadia Gaon. There just could be a well-established tradition in the Gaon.
Is it at all possible that Rabbeinu Tam didn't have this? Because it would seem like he would have, from the...
I think he just disagreed. Did Rabbeinu Tam... I'm assuming that Rabbeinu... Yeah, no, Rabbeinu Tam had this. Rabbeinu Tam definitely had this because he had the Bahag.
I mean, you see there was the Ron and the Riffim, so it's kind of hard to imagine that he didn't have it.
Right. No, he had it, but
it
he...
It seems that why wouldn't he...
But he interpreted the Gemara differently.
So.
Yeah, he thought that Tmimos was talking on the level of each 24-hour period. Okay. So Rav Saadia Kasev, Shim Shachach Be'achad Min HaYamim Yivarech B'Yamim Shela Acharav Chutz Milayla HaRishon Shim Shachach Velo Birech Bo Lo Yivarech Od. So the way that Rav Saadia Gaon is presented in the Torah is a little different than Mar Yudai, but they have the central idea, which is similar, namely the distinction between the first night and all the other nights. But what's really interesting is that Rav Saadia Gaon goes even further the way that Mar Yudai Gaon is quoted, and he says explicitly, even if you miss a 24-hour period, Sheim shachach be'echad min hayamim. Let's say you just forget day 23. You just never count it, not in the night and not during the day. Yivarech b'yamim shela achrav. You can continue with your count, but when it comes to the first night, if you forget the first night, forget about the day. But if you just forget during the night, your count is sunk. So why would you make that distinction between let's say if you forget day 23, it could be implicitly filled in because you counted day 22 and 24. But if you didn't get day 1, right, there's nothing that could possibly fill that in. So that's what the Bach explains. If you take a look at the Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, he's explaining, he's working on the Shita of Sadigon. Okay, he says, okay, Tamo, Mishum de Bainan Tmimos Feleka. Vitamo Shal Rav Sadigon, Mishum de Svirale, Techol Sviros Hayamim Mitzvah Achas, he, right, it's one integrated mitzvah. Has Chalasa Bishisha Sar Benisan, Ugemara Bechamisha Besivan, Hilkach Shehischelis Bor Balaila Harishon, Hischil Bemitzvah, Avavi Sheshachad Shachach Bechad Minayamim Leislan Ba.
It's one mitzvah, and that mitzvah starts on the night of the 16th of Nisan. So as long as you started the mitzvah at the right time, even if you forget one of the component parts, one can continue to engage in the mitzvah that one started. But here's a crucial line. You lost your count. Ki ein ze mitzvah hasfira. It's a different mitzvah. The mitzvah is defined as counting from the 16th. So to count at any other time is not the mitzvah. So there's a difference between the first night and all the other nights. Okay, so let's just sum up the five.
So that's how we paskin.
It's not how we paskin.
It's not how we paskin.
But we have five, and we're going to talk next week about how we end up finding the middle ground for halacha. But we have basically five definitions of tzmimos. The Gemara says bisman shata maschalim nos ba'erev. Okay, that's a definition of tzmimos, is starting that first night. Now the halacha of Sadigon and Rav Yudayagon read that very 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 literally, extremely literally. And they said, okay, that's what tzmimos means. Tzmimos just means you have to start that count the first night. You have no flexibility that first night. If you miss it, you're finished. But any other night, if you forget any other night, of course you can count during the day that comes after it. And Rav Sadigon went even further. He says, even if you forget a whole 24-hour period, you can continue to count because those things can be implicitly filled in. If you count 22 and 24, you forget 23, that can be filled in, even though it's one integrated mitzvah. That was their definition of tzmimos.
And it still strikes me as unusual that the pronouncements of Gaonim, which aren't as many as in everything, seem to quote unquote disappear when it comes to the Pesach of the Rishonim.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the Bahag is, you know, Gaonic.
Sort of, right, so he's
the Gaonic work. So he does get incorporated in the halacha. This tradition of Rav Sadi and Rav Yudai,
Gaon.
Yeah, we don't know exactly who it was, but we assume it's about 9th, 10th century text. So the Bahag read tzmimos differently. The Bahag said, no, tzmimos means is that the day had, there's no relevance of tzmimos to each 24-hour period. Tzmimos relates to the entire mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, so he said, you can't miss a 24-hour period. Now that was integrated into the halacha. That was the second definition of tzmimos. Rabbeinu Tam defined tzmimos on the level of each 24-hour period, and he said, tzmimos means bisman shatamona balayla, in accordance with the Mishnah in Megillah, against the Mishnah in Menachos, which is the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And he said that means that if you don't count with a bracha at night, you cannot count with a bracha during the day. Maybe you shouldn't even count during the day at all, depending on which version of Rabbeinu Tam you're working with. So that is a third definition of tzmimos. And we saw a fourth definition of tzmimos. This is a fascinating suggestion by the Baal HaTosfos, that tzmimos means you should try to count on 100% of the 24-hour period, which means that maybe you should even count prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. Now you see that's operating within the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, because it's saying that tzmimos relates to each 24-hour period, but it's taking it much further, right? And of course, we reject that. So here you have these, let's put it as, I guess, four basic theories as to what this one term means, and it will lead you to radically different places. Now what we'll talk about next time is the Shita of the Ri, which is really very important for our practice of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Ri will come along and say that actually, in contrast to the Bahag, it's his view that kol laila v'laila mitzvah bifnei atzma. And once you establish kol laila v'laila mitzvah bifnei atzma, that takes away the possibility that tzmimos could ever be defined on the level of the entire count. Because he's saying,
and that completely would take out what Rav Sadia.
Correct. That would preclude that. And that is a very influential in terms of our Pesach, And you can already see that if you take that position, that kol laila v'laila mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the only thing which is left for tamimos would be on the level of counting during the night, but not during the day. If you say kol laila v'laila mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so how do you accomplish tamimos? What does tamimos mean? It means, oh, you must have to count at night. Right, that's going to be the way that the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam was taken by the Ri, his Talmud. The only thing which is left is, what did the Rambam do with Tmimos? The Rambam, right, said, again, this is review what the Rambam said. The Rambam said, if you don't count at night, you can count during the day, and that's modeled entirely on the Ketiras HaOmer. So what did the Rambam do with Tmimos? Meaning the Bahag also agrees to that, but the Bahag told us what he thought about Tmimos.
The Tmimos is you only lose it if you lose a full day.
So one possibility is that basically the Rambam agrees with the Bahag. But the Rambam never says that, to my knowledge, anywhere in the corpus, that if you miss a full day, you miss the whole count. So what the Rambam may indeed have the most diluted form of Tmimos. He might just say that Tmimos represents a lechatchila. That the only meaning of Tmimos is that lechatchila one should count at night. But there's no ikuva.
So
that could be a fifth interpretation of Tmimos.
He's taking Rebbe's view
straight.
Straight.
Totally straight. And that Tmimos is really just a lechatchila. Okay. So we'll pick it up there next week.